91.5 WMFO in Medford. Butthole Surf is Dancing Fool. Yeah, I came back because actually, that wasn't the Frank Zappa song at all. The Nothing Alike. Nothing at all alike. That was a cool song, though. Butthole Surfer is Dancing Fool. Last time I came back also because I didn't even list off the songs last time. I wanted to do that because it's a special April Fool's show, and we're playing all songs with Fools in the title. So far, after we played Boston's The Fool's Block, we had Thomas Newman with Foolproof, Stones, Fool to Cry, Beatles, Fool on the Hill, Booby Traps, Fool for You, Cocktail Slippers, Fool for You, again, Cars, Cool Fool, Stones, Just Your Fool, Flaming Groovies, Somebody's Fool, Foghat, Fool for the City, and just now, Dancing Fool. Here's Frank Zappa's Dancing Fool. Totally different thing, but you'll love it. 91.5 MFO.
Dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Of course, now right along with them, I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The beat goes on and I'm so low. The beat goes on and I'm so low. The beat goes on and I'm so low. Wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say. So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool. Yeah.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh? You're Jewish?
Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Yes.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Pretenders there. Fools must die. Hey, you got a fool song? 855-915-9636 is the number. I was thinking, you know, I'll find a Who won't get fooled again. I'll have to play a really cool live version or something, right, Marie? And then I found Picking on the Who won't get fooled again. But we don't know who does it. I know they've put out a bunch of albums.
I'm looking at, yeah.
Picking on, you know, it's a bunch of different bands. And it's all, it's bluegrass versions of the band songs.
Right.
We've done other bands with this before.
But it doesn't say who plays.
I don't know. Are we going to play the Who's version too? I don't know. What do you think?
I like the Who's version.
Well, I got to hear, I need to hear what this sounds like.
Okay.
I need to hear, okay, so we'll play both then?
That'd be great.
Okay.
That'd be great.
We'll do both. What do you think? What do you have? What do you have? What do you have for a fool song? 855-915-9636. Thank you to the people. I'm not
the
even.
People?
Oh, there's Mike Stewart. Who?
Oh, yes. I'm not.
I can't see that right now. So can you thank whoever is.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Cal.
Okay. Thank you, Marie. Here's Bluegrass Who. On MFO. 101.5 WMFO in Medford. A little bluegrass, Who won't get fooled again? You're listening to the Bluegrass Show. No. April Fools. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I like that every now and then. That's like enough bluegrass for me for the week, though. Now, yeah, we got to play the Who's Won't Get Fooled Again. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm playing my favorite version. This was actually on the first piece of music I can remember ever buying, like, you know, as far as an album. It was a cassette tape.
Okay.
Not 8-track, just a cassette tape. Must have been
70s?
Yeah, late 70s or something. I was born in 71, but this is the first thing I remember buying. It was Woolworths. It was because I was very excited about a cassette tape. It was The Who. The Kids Are All Right.
My first cassette tape was The Cars.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Especially being a Boston girl.
Well, they were big back then.
Of course. The Kids Are All Right, kind of a compilation thing with a bunch of stuff on it. There are a lot of live tracks on it. This one's the Shepperton live version, Won't Get Fooled Again. I listened to this till I think that tape broke.
Yeah, I know.
Over and over and over and over. You have a fool song? Yeah, don't worry. And if you like, you know, I like when Brian plays that punk stuff. Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of punk stuff with Fool in the title, and we'll get to that after the Woo. MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers. Hey, what's up? I'm Brian Young.
I'm Marie Michelle.
What's up? And, hey, happy birthday to Lynn Taylor from Halo and the Harlots.
Happy birthday.
I wanted to play them for her, and then I got into this Fool thing. You think she'll mind if we play? We'll do like
it's her birthday. I think you should play a song for her.
Okay, I'll find a Halo and the Harlots song after Antifreeze with Fortune's Fool.
Okay.
All right. Hey, yeah, that was The Who. Won't Get Fooled Again. From The Kids Are All Right. I was saying it was like a compilation. It was also like a movie. I think it was, that was actually a soundtrack to a movie they made, The Kids Are All Right. I remember watching the movie, too. I think I used to watch that on Starcase. Remember Starcase?
No, it was the one cable channel you had.
Yeah, it wasn't even cable.
It was before cable. Yeah.
There was Starcase Preview.
Yeah.
It was a box for all you kids out there.
If you wanted more
than the three stations you got, you had a box you can put on your TV to watch some movies with the swears in it, but it was just one channel, and
yeah,
it was like four movies they showed over and over and over again.
A lot of John Hughes movies.
I gotta find Halo and the Harlots. I hope they're in the system. They must be. I know I had the CD.
I know we had the CD, but
somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll start with this. Antifreeze, Fortune's Fool. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Halo and the Harlots there, going out to Lynn Taylor, who fronts that band. Happy birthday, Lynn Taylor. I think she was going to call in, so let's check that out. Nice threefer from her there. That was Walkout, Star City, and Fixin' to Die. All Halo and the Harlots. I know she does other things besides Halo and the Harlots. Do you know that? No? Lynn Taylor? Maybe it's just the Lynn Taylor band? I'm not sure. She said she's going to call in, so figure that out. What did we hear before that? A bunch of songs with Fool in the title. Foghat, Fool for the City. Here she is. MFO, you're on the air.
Is this Brian?
This would be Brian.
Hi, Brian, that's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. What's going on?
Not much.
Doing
my best for a snow day.
Yes, and a happy birthday, snow day. Happy birthday.
I know. Thank you so much. That was such a treat.
You got it.
That was awesome. I never listen. I mean, I never listen to recordings once I do them. So I was like, the Star River City, that was actually a song we wrote, like, it was a one-off. We recorded it in, like, Charlie's garage. And it was like this, like a promotion for this novel who, a friend of Charlie's, had this, like, book promotion, and they needed a song. So we just, like, wrote this song really fast and recorded it really fast.
Right.
And we've, like, never played it since, but I heard it. I was like, oh, that's actually kind of a cool song.
Yeah, you hadn't heard it in a long time, huh? And you never play it?
We never play it live. I don't think we've ever played it live. Like, maybe once we did, but now I heard it. I was like, oh, that's actually kind of a cool song.
They're all
cool.
You're
going to have to resurrect that.
I love all those songs. Now, do they also, Lynn Taylor, do they also call you Halo? Because that band's Halo and the Harlots.
Yeah, they do call me Halo.
Okay.
They do.
What do you like better? What do you like better, Lynn or Taylor? Or Lynn or Halo?
Or Halo. Well, if I'm in my alter ego, if I'm with Halo and Harlots, I'm Halo.
All right.
And if I'm doing my other stuff, I'm Lynn.
Okay. So happy birthday. But, happy birthday to both of you.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Lynn and Halo.
Me and I, my split personality, and yeah. But yeah, you asked about gigs. We are playing April 8th. Halo is at the Chit Chat in Haverhill.
Nice.
Chit Chat Lounge. And we're playing with the Lipstick Boys. Have you heard the Lipstick Boys yet?
No. I bet they're like, dude, are they like the Dolls or what?
They don't sound like the Dolls, but they're just like awesome. I mean, I can't really they're really, you would like them. And the Ryan Fitzsimmons is a band called Citizen Slim. But I haven't heard them yet either.
I've heard of that, Citizen Slim. I've heard that name.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what they do. I don't know, but I don't know. I know that for some reason.
Well, Ryan Fitzsimmons he's like out there with the singer-songwriter stuff, and this is, I might be like his alter ego. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And then we're also playing, we're playing up in Portland, Maine, around the end of April. So.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for filling us in. And what is your other outfit? Don't you have another band?
Yeah, well, I do my singer-songwriter stuff, and I heard you say the Lynn Taylor band. And yeah, sometimes it's the Lynn Taylor band, sometimes it's just Lynn Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a new thing that I haven't had a chance to tell you about, and that is, it's called Birds on the Wire, and that is a Leonard Cohen tribute.
Ooh.
Band. And we've been doing some really cool stuff. And I also have a new sort of duo trio thing, bluesy, like alt bluesy thing called Banda de Goma.
Nice.
So we've been getting out a little bit too. So I'll be in touch.
Definitely, yeah. I'll you know.
But we're due for a studio appearance. We'll have to come in and
definitely and bring all that stuff. You know, we'll spin a little of everything. You know.
Okay.
But I'd love I'd love a live performance too. You know.
Right, yeah, I'll do that.
Great.
All right.
Okay, Halo, Lynn.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon. Happy birthday.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Because bye-bye. She called in and she told me off air, this is her favorite song from that album. We have to play it one more, right?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Halo and the Harlots on MFO. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Happy
thanks.
Birthday.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That I can't seem to feel. I got money in my pocket and a craving for pills. I got a nagging conscience I can't seem to kill. Feel like I'm going off the deep end. I probably will. I'm turning the art of self-abuse. I got anger to burn and a real short fuse. I got lost in life in the news. I ain't got nothing to gain. I ain't got nothing to lose. This is a normal life for you and me. And it's wonderful to be alive. This is the normal. Cooter, baby.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host.
I can't do anything today. I'm falling apart. claiming that a bird once declared extinct has actually survived into the 21st century is not without its pitfalls. Since the first reported sightings, there have been many false alarms, and it's easy to get fooled in these dense woods.